A new UN report is condemning the use of drone strikes around the world and demanding accountability. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. A recently released report by a special reporter on human rights calls upon the United States and other responsible governments to publicly investigate civilian deaths at the hands of unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as drones. The latest report by Ben Emerson examined 30 individual cases in which civilian harm, defined as death, injury, or instances where civilians were put at immediate risk, took place. The cases stem from reports in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, and Gaza. Emerson's report focuses on legal issues surrounding the United States and allies and their decision to bomb sovereign nations in pursuit of terrorists. Specifically, the special reporter questions the legality of a state encroaching on territory of another country with the intent to kill a person. So what can be done? I'll tell you after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. A United Nations special report on drone strikes is calling for states involved in at least 30 strikes to publicly investigate and explain them. The special reporter also recommends that the states whose territories were under attack to provide as much information as possible. Ben Emerson's final recommendation is for the Human Rights Council to establish a panel of experts to examine the legal issues raised by drones and targeted killings. The report states that the governments who initiated the attacks are now legally obligated to explain the deaths. And that may be the biggest issue of all here. The fact that not only are sovereign nations being bombed into an oblivion, but the United States feels no reason to explain what they are doing. What is most disappointing is that it's the United Nations asking for explanation instead of the American people, who are being forced to pay for a policy that is nothing less than barbaric. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Dozens of diseases, ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia, are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 6th day of June, D-Day, year of our Lord, 2014. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, we had a great meetup last night, J.R. Moore Radio Show meetup at the Benton Square Restaurant in Rolla. Good to see everybody and get caught up in what's going on. Interesting article at Dave Hodges' website, The Common Sense Show, following up on the Child Protective Services in the state of Virginia, worthwhile your time to read, I believe. At my friend Paul Martin's website, revolutionradio.org. Apparently, there's an article there titled Obama's War on Coal. President Obama's making good his campaign speech, maybe before he became president, that there would be dramatic increases in the price of electricity. And last but not least, our prepper tip. And it has to do with one word, procrastination. Procrastination. There's somewhere between 5 and 7,000 of you listening to me right now. Some of you are procrastinators. Some of you aren't. When you start doing something, that takes whatever you're doing out of the realm of philosophical exercise and makes it real. And for some people, that's too much, to take it out of the realm of the maybe possible philosophical exercise and put it into the realm of this is reality because I'm doing something and I'm spending money to make it happen. That's procrastination. Communications, first aid training, getting your food squared away, your water filter, your energy cleaner, your firearms and ammunition, your safe haven. Make a list, check it twice, prioritize. Water comes first, obviously. Food comes next. Then your communications and first aid equipment. Way to defend your family. A safe haven. Make a list and start checking it off as you get these things done. And push procrastination to the side and get busy doing what you need to do. That's the proper tip of the day. We do a patient weigh in the green room. My friend Ann Morrison. Ann is a scientist and is an engineer. She pays very careful attention to the things that we are concerned about regarding these various biological weapons, radiation events, weather events, volcanism, earthquakes, weather events, and so forth. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, John. Well, I guess you survived the lightning strike.
It was quite an event, and after I turned it over to Jim, that was Wednesday. Mm-hmm. He carried on like a good trooper, as I knew he would, and I got everything unplugged here and no damage that I'm aware of.
Well, good for you. You know, it's a hard thing to do, and I always hesitate to do it, but having lost three ham radios to a close by lightning strike, I've learned my lesson. And, you know, you just, when they say that the atmosphere is unstable, you better believe it.
And a quick heads up, these surge protectors, power strips people get, they're meant for routine surges in the power grid, not to protect from lightning, and they won't protect from lightning, so you need to unplug those as well.
Right. We have an uninterruptible power supply, UPS, that comes in right off the circuit box for our electronics, and it's managed so far to keep us up, except for that one time when the strike came in through at the antenna of the radios.
And oh yes, antennas will pick up that signal. My UPS, I think, might have got damaged by the lightning strike. I had to unplug it. It was heating up and beeping, so I got it unplugged. I'll have a technician look at it and probably just replace the darn thing. And there's an article I want to tell you about here. My local community has a little newspaper that everybody gets. It's one of these community newspapers that everybody gets in their mailbox with free subscription. And a lot of their news articles come from the Missouri News Service, which sends out these articles statewide all over Missouri. And it's dated May 29th, 2014, by Mona Shand. And here's the headline. And I think this is damage control. CDC expert, what Missouri needs to know about MERS. Very few people reading this paper had ever heard about MERS prior to this article. And I think it's a feel-good article to give people to get ahead of the curve and control the dialogue on the part of the state of Missouri. By publishing an article like this in no telling how many dozens of newspapers statewide, they will get a head start on controlling the dialogue. And I think that's their goal in publishing an article of this nature. Any thoughts on your end?
Well, I'm just glad that you're around and have this show, and we can get out the word about MERS, too, because it's smoldering, and it's going to catch people by surprise. It's an exponential curve. It's a biological process, and therefore it's an exponential curve. We did have two cases, not cases of MERS, but we did have two contacts with the man who flew into Orlando, Florida. And they were tested. They were on the same airplane as he was and probably in the row before him or after him or in the same row. And I have some unsettling news. And I mentioned it last week, but I've had it more confirmed now. And that is that the Europeans, at the same time that the two men, in about the same time frame that the two men flew in, one flew into Chicago, the other one into Orlando, there were two men who came in from the Netherlands. And as it turns out, that came from Saudi Arabia into the Netherlands. And they were, the CDC worked with the Euro surveillance team there. And they were trying, they found out that the clades, that is the variety of MERS that they had, was the same. Now, the only way it can be the same is if they were exposed to a common source.
Right.
And they did quite a study on their travel plans and where they were, and apparently the man from Orlando never met the two from the Netherlands.
No kidding. Amazing. We got a break here. Stay tuned. We'll call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Morton. It's Friday, 6th day of June, D-Day. And let's continue here. I got to talk about Cover 6 Gear Holsters just a moment. Before we do that, Cover 6 Gear Holsters, my new sponsor. There's something about good quality cowhide in a holster that makes it very special. Good quality leather does something that no other material that I'm aware of will do. It will, after wearing it for several weeks, it starts conforming to fit your body, custom fit. It's one of the neat things about Cover 6 Gear holsters, the high quality cowhide that they use. and they're single point swivel holsters. And these holsters are made one at a time, handmade by Amish craftsmen, and that'll last for decades. Literally last for decades. Cover six gear holsters. I'm getting reports back from my listeners who bought these that they really like the quality of these holsters, the way they fit, the way they keep their pistols secure. So you need to check it out at cover6gear.com. There's a link from my website, thelibertyman.com. The order line, if you want to place your order on telephone as opposed to online, the order telephone number is 913-938-6266. I say again, 913-938-6266, cover6gear.com. And the MERS, you know, you and I have been working with Dr. Deagle now for several years, and the consensus is that the best efforts of the professionals responsible for this will not be able to contain this, and I'm sure you still feel that way, don't you?
Well, I do have some news on that front, and that was where I was heading towards.
Okay.
And that is that because the Netherlands and the United States, the CDC and the United States are working so closely together, there has been a difference of opinion between these two national agencies. And they had a similar, you know, the man in Indiana who flew into Chicago, he was the first one to come over and be diagnosed with MERS.
Right.
He reportedly passed it on to a business contact who had two 40-minute meetings with the man and shook his hand. Well, the CDC, and I think I said at that time that they were going to have to change their statement. It used to be close personal contact was the only way you could get it, but this was a business contact, a social contact. And
right.
were they going to change their criteria, because it would probably double the number of people that they would have to contact and follow up on. They were already following up on 500 people.
Right.
And the CDC, decided that the man in Chicago, the business contact, did not acquire MERS. They said that, yes, there were some tests that indicated that he had antibodies to the MERS in his blood, but they decided that those tests were wrong, and he did not ever have a case of MERS. In the Netherlands, on the other side of the Atlantic, they had a similar situation, and they did change their criteria. Their criteria is now not just close personal contact, but business contact or social contact.
Right.
And the criteria for that is a conversation between two people lasting more than 15 minutes. So they have changed the criteria, and the CDC has not. And there are some notes to the effect that the Netherlands thinks that the CDC is, they say, notwithstanding what the CDC has retracted,
right.
we're going to do it this other way.
Right.
Because the MERS is so, well, it's 30% fatal. You may survive it, but you may not recover from it. In other
right.
words, you may have lingering, lingering kidney damage, other organ damage, including the lungs. It's a hemorrhagic disease, and so even if you survive the disease, you may not recover from it. And so it's with that kind of case fatality rate, I would like to see the CDC take a more conservative approach. Now, we did have two people in Greene County, Missouri, who were tested as a contact, as a close personal contact. Now, they flew on the same plane as the person that went into Orlando, Florida. And by the way, he came out of Jeddah. And Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, is a more vicious strain of the virus, of the coronavirus, of the MERS. It's much more likely to attack you and much more likely to kill you. And but I haven't heard anything about that. I'm going to assume that they were cleared. They also found eight people in Virginia who were on the plane that they tested. And the rules are that you take your temperature twice a day and then you report any rise in temperature or any respiratory illness or if your nose, you know, any kind of, you know, if you have a mild cold or if you think you have a mild cold, they want you to come in and be tested.
Right.
Now, we know that this is an exponential growing coronavirus, and I did a short on Excel, I just did a short exponential, assuming that an R-naught is the basic reproduction rate of the coronavirus, and I just assumed an R-naught of 1.2. I don't see anything, well, it is epidemic in Saudi Arabia, which means it's above 1, but it's the perfect bioweapon. It's got a long incubation period, and it's got a fatal outcome. So, it can be spread for 3 weeks before somebody dies of it. And trying to make all those contacts and follow up on them is a challenging objective. So, kudos to the people in the medical field that are doing that. But we want to make sure that if you're going to try to stamp it out, you really need to work on viruses that have an incubation period less than 5 days. I mean,
right.
21 days. And we have a note out of Lebanon. This was just reported about the beginning of the week that they had reported that somebody who had acquired MERS and was in Lebanon, that he had traveled into Saudi Arabia. Well, in fact, he had traveled into Saudi Arabia 5 to 8 weeks prior to the onset of symptoms. Now, and so that's well outside the observed incubation period of 3 weeks. Well, what that says to me is they don't know what the incubation period is. I mean, there's no reason to have a lone case of MERS in Lebanon without contact with somebody. I mean, that's one of the reasons people catch MERS is because they have personal contact with somebody who has it.
Well, Anne, I'll back up a moment. It sounds to me like we're looking at, for this particular case in Lebanon, a 5 to 6 week incubation period. Is that accurate?
Well, certainly 5 weeks is. What you want to look for is the range. And then what they do is they average it. Well, anybody who has taken math or statistics knows that the average is just the average. It doesn't mean anything. What
right.
you want to deal with is the range. And I have seen statistics prior which showed that the range was longer than 3 weeks.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We got a break coming up. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 6th day of June. I started out the show talking about procrastination and carrying on with that theme as it applies to food. Check out what Freeze-Dry Guy has and bring that part of your procrastination to an end when it comes to food storage, first aid equipment, bug-out bags, and so forth, all available at freezedryguy.com, including long-range patrol rations. Freeze-Dry Guy bought the entire manufacturer's overrun. With the cutbacks in the military, the manufacturer says there may not be any more available for 3 to 5 years. So this is your chance. And in fact, if your procrastination continues, well, your chance will be gone. That's just simply the nature of this. Long-range patrol rations, spaghetti with meat, Slimac with beef, turkey tetrazzini, Western eggs with ham, scrambled eggs with bacon, chicken and rice. And, well, here's one that's sold out. The spicy oriental chicken is sold out. So, and the beef stew is sold out. So they're going out the door. And, once the opportunity's gone, well, it's gone. Check out the details at freezedryguy.com. You can get the nutritional facts, the price per case delivered to your door, shipping included at freezedryguy.com. Toll free auto line, Pacific Business Hours. Here it is. 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. 3663, freezedryguy.com. And we've talked about MERS here for quite a while. We could talk about mitigation here, and you do a good job of summarizing how people can be safe, and we also need to talk a little bit about people building their immune system, I think. But go ahead and continue, please.
Well, okay, I guess in my opinion, and this is only my opinion, I think the CDC has lost control. And when I look at the spreadsheet that I prepared, in 18 months, there will be over 103 million people infected. Now you say, well, how can that be? I mean, we only have, even if we count the man in Chicago, the business contact, we probably only have three people. Well, when you work with exponents and an exponential process, that's what happens, is that it very, well, very soon it becomes a problem. Now, at what point will the medical community own up to the fact that people are dying of MERS? Right now, they can cover it up. They can say that somebody died of kidney failure. And,
right.
Not if they don't test for MERS, then they're not going to find it. You know, that's an easy solution to their problem at the moment.
Right.
But eventually somebody, there are people out there, I really admire the epidemiologist in Texas. They were the ones that first pointed out that H1N1 was killing people, even though the CDC hadn't said that yet.
Right.
They said, you know, this is strange. So we're going to have to rely on our local state epidemiologist, and somebody will finally put it together that we have too many people dying of kidney disease or kidney failure, and we don't have a reason for that, and they'll go looking for a reason.
Right.
And so you have about, well, I would say a good year and a half to prepare yourselves. We know that it's smoldering in the United States, and apparently the people in Europe, the medical people in Europe, are being more conservative, so it may not spread so fast there. But then they have, you know, they have a European Union. They've got to cooperate among countries. We only have to cooperate among states,
right.
And it's a much harder problem to do that. What people can do is they can keep social distancing. That's called 6 feet. Since the people in the Netherlands dropped the handshaking as a possible transmission route, and I always thought that was probably not how it was being transmitted. It looks like this from, you know, just in my opinion, it doesn't survive on its own without the moisture that is in spittle. And even if it gets on your hand, it probably dries out fairly fast and dies. So it's not like hepatitis where it can lay around on a surface for a week and still be viable.
Right.
But you want to keep social distancing. I am recommending that people adopt the cowboy motif in that they wear a bandit mask as a scarf. When I tie mine, I tie it tight. I put it up on the bridge of my nose under my glasses. Actually, I have to take my glasses off in order to tie it. And then I tie it low on my neck. I don't tie it horizontal. Do you understand what I'm saying, John?
Right.
Yeah. So I tie it tight at the base of my neck, and then what I can do is I can slip it off of my nose and put it under my chin, and so it looks like a scarf, you know. And if you use one, a bandana that's 22 inches, that's more than enough. I do suggest that you use polyester, not cotton. Why not cotton? Well, cotton absorbs moisture. And so if you provide the moisture and the coronavirus is there, it's going to remain viable. But if you use polyester, it doesn't wick moisture, and it builds up a charge. You've heard of static cling. Well, that's what you want. You want when you go in to buy a bandana, rub it between your hands and see if there's static cling there. Does it cling to itself? And if it does, that's the fabric that you want. Because a static cling means that you have electrostatic charge. Now, normally we don't want electrostatic charge, but in this case, an electric static charge will pull that coronavirus apart. So in this case, where we've got it over our mouth and noses, we've got to build up a static charge. So do that. Tie it at the base of your neck, pull it down, and wear it as a scarf. Women would probably coordinate it with their wardrobe, and men, well, who knows what men would do. They'd probably wear a bright red one or
right.
Something something that stood out so they look like a colorful rooster, right?
Right.
But the color doesn't really matter. The thing is that you want something that builds up a static cling, that's polyester, and you certainly don't want cotton. And most of them that you'll find out there will be made out of cotton.
That's right.
And then if you get into a situation where you are close among people, what you can do is you pull it up over your nose and fit it under your, hopefully you're wearing eyeglasses or goggles or shades or whatever, pull it up under there so that you get some protection around your eyes. And then you can pull up the point of it and push it down by your nose, alongside your nose, and it looks like a medical mask. And it'll cover your nose and your mouth, and that will protect you. I mean, you don't want to look like you're going to rob a bank.
Right.
But if you pull it up by the point and push those points down by your nose, then it'll look like a medical mask. And then you can just, you don't have to be so concerned then about catching it from a stranger. In business, try to stand at least 6 feet away from the person. If you can't do that, try to use the medical mask or goggles, and you know, try. I hope that businesses start realizing that their normal way of doing business has got to change. It may come out of the business world. People will catch it during their business contacts, and then they'll go home and spread it. Conferences. You know, we deal in conferences. People love conferences, and the businesses will send them to Hawaii or Florida. I was actually sent to Florida one time. It was wonderful. And, you know, these are kind of the perks of being a manager in a business.
Right.
You've got to be careful. When you know, any congregation of people that bring, unless the people are screened for travel, so that they haven't traveled recently to the Middle East, and you don't know. I mean, I talk to the people around me, get to know the people around you, and if they have somebody in their family who has recently traveled to the Middle East, or even now it's growing outside of the Middle East, then keep your distance. You know, I'm in a church choir, and I talk to the people, and I discovered one of the people was traveling to the Middle East, had no idea what was going on over there as far as the CDC advisories.
Right.
And so I just kept my distance. I'm sure she thinks I'm haughty or something like that, but you got to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
There is evidence that people who have type 2 diabetes or diabetes will die from it more likely than any other group.
Hold that thought, Ann. We got a break. All numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on Medical Tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Friday, the 6th day of June, D-Day. Continuing with the earlier theme of procrastination, there's 5,000 to 7,000 of you listening to me out there. You've been hearing about the energy cleaner for a period of time, considering it, thinking about it. You may have heard Steve Whitman Monday talking about it. And you continue to procrastinate. If Steve Whitman had procrastinated much longer, well, he probably wouldn't have been there Monday morning talking to us, because according to him, the energy cleaner saved his life. $285 shipping included to American zip code. That's the energy cleaner, a small electronic healing device that will help you get a better night's sleep than you've had in years, wake up pain-free with more physical energy, more mental energy, ready to go. The energy cleaner, available at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Ms. Ann Morrison, and we're focusing this show on the MERS virus and the threats posed by it. We do have a caller here, our regular caller, Glenn from Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. I tuned in just a few minutes before the last break, so I didn't really get to hear anything you might have said about the number of cases that are of MERS that are, you know, proliferated in various areas. Do we know how many cases there are in Saudi Arabia now or in the Middle East in general?
You know, I don't want to give you a figure that I'm not exactly sure of. It is considered endemic in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. It's endemic.
It is.
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, Gary.
Yes.
So, and we've had, and thus far, do we have more than the three of which we've heard so far, or is it broken out beyond that?
Well, I have not heard of any more.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you do an exponential projection. Based on an R naught of 1.2, 3 is what you would expect after 2 months.
Okay, and then
and you have to understand that those three, you know, CDC is not counting the third person. They're saying there were only the two. But if those cases were in Europe, the Netherlands would say there were three.
Right.
Okay.
I wonder if international travel has been from Saudi Arabia has been curtailed or anything like that, you know?
No, they have not. And, in fact, they're getting ready for another Hajj. They're getting ready for another pilgrimage. And most of the cases that have spread outside of Saudi Arabia have been pilgrims returning home.
Right.
In Greece.
Yeah, when is the Hajj? I forget. I remember how I called it last year, but I forget when it is.
Well, they had a pilgrimage in January, February, and March. And then we saw travelers that came back from that, and they spread it into Greece and other places, Egypt. We just had our first case in, Algeria. And so now it's spread into Africa from the Arabian Peninsula. And, of course, it's the United States. I don't have the dates. I know they're preparing for it, and they're wondering what they're going to do about it as far as... I mean, the Saudi Arabians have said, don't travel here if you're not well. Well, people have been traveling here whether they're well or not. You know, this is their religious duty.
That's
how Malaysia and the Philippines got infected. Now, we haven't heard anything about contact tracing in that part of the world.
Right. Well, when this does proliferate here and stuff, you know, if you've seen the old movies, clips and pictures of the flu epidemic in America just after World War One, you see people running around with all sorts of things tied around their faces, you know. And like today, you can see people in Japan and that sort of stuff wearing face masks and that sort of thing. So medical masks are going to be depleted very quickly, and then people are going to resort to, you know, going to be cutting up bed sheets and whatever, just to eventually...
Well, that's why we're talking today about what's going to be effective. And that is going to be a polyester mask that will build up a charge. And John, I want you to consider that this energy cleaner creates a static charge, and it could just be killing the germs that are around you while you sleep.
Well,
I don't know that, but it's a possibility, and you're right.
Okay.
One thing I had mentioned that, you know, some people are going to try to get HEPA masks that you can just pretty much forget about because of expense and availability. Regular medical masks are going to be tough to find. Polyester, people can buy cloth by the roll and make their own, you know, bandanas. So you can buy bandanas and stuff, but you could just, you know, buy a roll of fabric and do some of that. And another thing, in any port
when you buy it, rub it against itself and make sure that it builds up a static charge, that there's static cling.
Right. And when it push comes to shove, when it comes to barrier droplet protection, anything is better than nothing. I made one suggestion one time that kind of got poo-pooed. I know this is not ideal, but I pointed out that you could buy you know, painter, you know, masks, just industrial workplace type painters, you know, masks, but in quantity. Those can be purchased in quantity. And are they ideal? No. Are they better than nothing? Absolutely. You know, so that's just one.
Not if they wick moisture. If they wick moisture, then the germs are going to grow in that mask.
Well,
or at least remain viable.
Right, but some barriers still, you know, better than nothing. But yeah, you're probably better off buying cloth, buying the polyester, and just making your own. You know, if you, you know, buy a roll from a fabric at place or
outlet. The factory fabric is cheap when you buy it by the yard.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's easy to cut a square and sew up the edges. I mean, right. You know, this isn't a big expense.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. Watching, keeping social distance is going to be hugely important, as you say. And I'm waiting to see what will happen. This could eventually lead to, you know, major changes like closing of schools and school districts, stuff like that. Well, if this gets over here, all it's going to take is for it to, you know, have schools are like germ pools.
It's already over here, and the CDC is not being conservative. Therefore, they've lost control of it. Now, I do want to tell you that what you can do is, in fact, I want all your listeners, John, to go to the pharmacy today and get those pee strips that show you whether you have glucose in your urine. And you can either hold it in the urine stream or you can collect it and then dip it.
Right.
And if you have an elevated glucose in your urine, you need to get to a doctor immediately and get that under control. Because people who have elevated glucose levels are more likely to die. I mean, by a factor of 4 or 5.
Right. Well, and type 1 diabetics, of course, will be. The type 1 diabetics always get hit, you know, by anything like this very, you know, very quickly as well. But type 2s also, you know, I don't know. We're all, if you listen, you know, to Dr. Deagle and the docs on the radio talking about, you know, there are so many of us that are walking around in a pre-diabetic state, it's unbelievable. So.
Right, and so that's what I'm saying. That's one thing you can do today. These are over-the-counter, and they aren't expensive. $3 will buy you 100 strips or something like that, because diabetics use them. And they're over-the-counter. You take them. It's all private. You know, it's something you can do in private. Nobody needs to know that you're testing for that. But there are medicines that will mitigate the problem. One of the studies they did early on was the DPP-4 study, and they discovered that MERS, the coronavirus itself, attaches to sites that will receive the DPP-4 amino acid. And so that includes lots of organs in your body, including your kidneys.
Right. Well, like John says, now's the time, good time to make any moves you're going to make to improve your health, you know, in general, to get your immune system up to snuff. Thank you, guys. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you, Glenn. And thank you for being with us. We'll do some radio.
Like him to call in. He's got so much information. Thank you, John.
Okay, we'll be with Dr. Deagle in a few hours here on Genesis. That's it for the day. That's it for the week. Y'all be safe out there. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive weekend, and God bless America.